There's a Michelin-starred chef that got on Instagram, and he just dragged like 27 people that were supposed to come to his restaurant. So they had booked reservations, and they just didn't show up. They didn't cancel. They didn't leave a credit card and say, hey, charge us if we don't show up. No, they just ghosted the restaurant. So he got on Instagram, and he said to the 27 people that booked and then failed to turn up on Saturday night, this industry, like many others, is on the verge of collapse. You're putting people's jobs more at risk. Mm-hmm. Your behavior is disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
And then he explained that the way it works now is they see how many reservations they have, and they book staff as per how many people are showing up. So then he explained that all these people that he had to hire for the night, he still has to pay them. You know what I mean? He's still got to pay these people, which means he has less money to pay other people in the future.
Mm-hmm.
He finished this by saying, you're the worst kind of guest, and that is selfish. I hope you have a good look at yourselves.
They should have called up and canceled.
You know, but the high-end restaurants, I've noticed, like every once in a while, I'll have to book something for somebody or whatever, and it's like a high-end restaurant. Someone's in town is like, hey, book us here.
Mm-hmm.
You give them a phone number when you book the reservation. They call you to confirm. It's like your dentist. You know, hi, will you be showing up at 7:30 tonight with six people as you booked? Like they call you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places, not only do they have your number, they take a credit card. So if you blow them off, they charge you a fee.
Oh.
Yeah. So, because, you know, they've had to pay staff.
Mm.
They've brought in enough food for you. And then you just don't show up if you have a large party? I don't think so. It's weird, though. Have you seen the commercials for pizza that they're advertising that you should order from your local pizza place? You guys have that down there by you?
No.
Oh, it's this whole series of commercials they're doing where they're like, we were here for you when your son's team needed a sponsor. We were here for your kids when they were in high school and needed a job. Now you need to be here for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they want us to order pizza from our local pizza places. And it's sponsored by the cheese people.
Oh.
Yeah. So the cheese people are like, look, we're not making money because you're not ordering pizza. So the pizza people are not buying our cheese. Like, get out there, get a phone, and go get yourself some pepperoni right now.
See, that's true because pizza in New York is so dependent on people walking down the street.
Yeah.
And when you don't have anybody walking down the street, or you don't have anybody going to Penn Station.
Exactly.
You know, you're not buying that pizza.
Right. So they're not buying it by walking in. The only other option they have is delivery, but people are not having stuff delivered.
Mm-hmm.
People are not. I know a lot of people that are still, even though restaurants have been delivering since day one here in New York, I know so many people that will still not eat delivery.
Yeah. I mean, pizza in New York can't go away because that's the only reason to go to New York. And once you take that away, there's nothing else there. I mean, you already took away the dirty water dogs, so there's no more hot dogs on the street. I can't buy fidget spinners on the street anymore or fake Rolex. And now you're taking away the pizza. There's no reason to go there.
Oh, but don't worry about the fake Rolex and the fidget spinner people, because now they're in the mask business. So it's the same people that are out there, but they have masks in like every fashion, every brand. You can get a Chanel looking mask. Like they're
out
there selling.
A Supreme one.
Yeah, exactly. A Supreme one. I'm not even joking. Like they're out there selling all the PPE equipment, whatever you need. It's like, okay, I get it. You don't need a Rolex right now, but how about 10 masks for $15?